Learning Masechtas Megillah Dav Avim and Aleph. The Shir is going to be the Iker on the din of Ayoris that are Mesupik, if it's Mukav Chaimim, Yimais Yeshua, Benun, and Ab, what's the din? Which really started on that Chayim and Beis. The Inner Gemara brings that Cheskia landed in Tiberia on both the 14th and the 15th, because he's Mesupik, it's Mekafis Chaim Yeshua, Benun. The Gemara explains that Rekas is Tiberia, and that was Uriah Mifsar. And the suffix was because the Yam is the Chayma for Tiberia, and the question is, Megabi Bata Echayma, it's not considered a Chayma, and the question is, Legab Megillah, if it's considered a Chayma. And also, we find of Asi, Lane Megillah and Hutzel on both the 14th and the 15th, because he's Masufik, if it's Mekafis Chayma, it's Yeshua Binah. So Nushainim asked the Shaila, how come in all our cities that we lane, Nushainim, where they were, why don't we lane on both 14th and 15th? How we know if the cities that we live in were Mukav Chayma, it's Yeshua Binah or not? So the emphasis is, there are some Mishainim that hold that in Chutzlar, it's Bechlal Naudin to lane on Tezvav, even if it is Mukav Chayim Eishu Shuman. And the Mishainim bring the Shita, the Ramban and the Ritva bring it on the Mishnah early on that Bezim and Aleph, the Rajva and the Ran and the Rif bring it on the Gemara in that Bezim and Bez, but they bring the Shita. There's a discussion in the Mishainim, the din of Mukav Chayim Eishu Shuman, does it apply even to Chutzlar? Some Rishayim say it doesn't, because what does Yeshuv have to do with Chutz La'aretz? If it says Yeshuv Benun, that means in Eretz Yisrael. And if you're learning it out from Prazi, Malahalam Yimais Yeshuv Benun, Afkam Yimais Yeshuv Benun, so who are din? Malahalam, it's in Eretz Yisrael, Afkam, it's in Eretz Yisrael. But the Rishayim Achayelik on it, they bring three rayas. First raya is that since Yeshuv Ben Karcha says it's Yimais HaChashverish, and he certainly didn't mean in Eretz Yisrael, he certainly meant even in Chutz La'aretz, like Shushan. The Chachamim will argue, they don't argue the time, they don't argue in the place, they just argue in the time period. So Mela, with Rav Shua Makarcha Nishma Rabbana, that it's even the Chutz La'aretz. But the Ran says that that's not a starker right, because maybe Hagufa, when they say it's Yeshua Benun, they mean to say even Eretz Yisrael. How about Talia? The second Rai is from Abi Gemara, that it says that Rav Asi lay in the Megillah and Hutzal on the 14th and 15th, because he was Masufik, and Hutzal, we have Kama Gemara, said Hutzal's from Bavel, it's a Gemara in Ksuvis, that says, Daf Kufyan Aleph, it says, Bavel Echazach Heveli Mashiach, and it says, Tirgama Hutzel, that Hutzel in Bavel won't have Heveli Mashiach. So you see clearly Hutzel's in Bavel. Also, Gemara later, Daf Chavtesim and Aleph, talks about the Shechina being in the Batek, and sees the Batek, Josh is in Bavel, the Gemara says, where in Bavel is it? One of the places, Beknisha the Hutzel. Also, Msachem, Daf Kufyan Gimel Beis, it says, Yosef is Hutzel, is Yosef HaBavli. So Kama Gemara say Hutzel was in Bavel. So you see clearly, that you land it on Tesvav and Bavel if it's Mukav Chayim Eish Yeshua Benun. But there is a Girsa Hutzel de Binyamin. We actually have the Girsa of Hutzel originally, and then in the Ikad Da'ami we have Hay Hutzel de Binyamin, Mukav Chayim Eish Yeshua Benun. But it seems in the Ran that it was one of the two. In other words, either both of them are Hutzel or both of them are Hutzel de Binyamin. But he says that Rashi's Girsa was Hutzel de Binyamin. So Mela, since it's Hutzel de Binyamin, that was in the city of Binyamin. It's a different Hutzel than the one in Bavel. And the third is Yerushalmi. The third raya they bring is Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, "Krach shechar v'nasa shalakum." What's the din? Yekarim b'tesvav or not? Maybe if it's a goyish city, it doesn't have a din b'tesvav. So the Yerushalmi is paishit. Mechutzlar it's karim by ain karim. So that means if you even kari and mekafes chaim mechutzlar it's so kol shkein you karim in Eretz Yisrael if it's shalakum. So that's mamish mafurish that it's mechutzlar it's. But the Ritva says that that's not the correct Yerush in the Yerushalmi. The correct Yerush in the Yerushalmi is Bechutzalei Kairin, Bayein Kairin. But if even there's a din of Samach Venirin to the Krach of Kairin, Kol Shken you read in the Krach. The Shaila is, Hagufa, how would you know that Samach Venirin would be Kairin if it told me a Krach that became a Gayesh Krach? But we won't go into that now. Al-Kopanim, even though we would Daicha all the Rayas, but the Rishayim hold that way. The Rishayim's Maskana is that being from the Gainim, that even the chutzlar is in Mekafes Chayim Eishu Benun. Rashi's mashed away in Bezim and Bez. Rashi it says, Hachikam l'shushin to the command, that Rashi says, how could Shushin read B'tezvav v'lo yadinam b'ash hukvim v'meis Yeshua? We don't know that it was hukvim v'meis Yeshua. It sounds like just the lane it was chutzlar. It's not a reason to say that it has doesn't have a din in Mekafes Chayim v'meis Yeshua. The Rambam passes that way, Perek Aleph Halachadal, the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tafresh Bechess, the Rambam says, Bein Be'eretz Yisrael, Bein B'chutzlaretz. So the Maisel, getting back to the Shail of the Rishayim, so how come in all our cities we don't name both Yidal and Vizvav? How would we know if it's Mukav Chayim Vais Yeshua Benun? So Rishayim say three Terutzim altogether. The Rabban says like this. The Rabban says, normally go by Sarayv. That's why. You have a city, Mechatayse, Mukav Shuvanun. You go by Sarayv. Rave cities were not Mukav Chaim and Mesh Shuvanun. So why by Tveria and by Hutzel you don't go by Sarayv? Because by Tveria it's not Shach to go by Sarayv. Tveria was Stam Ashayl in Halacha. We know exactly the Metzias by Tveria. It was Mukav Chaim, but on the other hand, the Yam was part of the Chaim, and that's a Shal. Is that called Mukav Chaim Shuvanun or not? So by Tveria, it's not a suffix that you go by Sarayv. And Hutzli says it must have been there were two Messiahs. There was a Kabbalah by some people that it was Mukav Chaim Shuvanun, but some people had a Kabbalah that it wasn't. And mainly because of the suffix in the Kabbalah, so it's a suffix which is directly related to Hutzli. But Stam, if we have no information about the city, so then you don't. Then you go by Sarayv. Now the Rashba says even a starker as far. The Rashba says when Melchiv asked to put out a halacha, and they said that if it's mukav chaim and mimaisi shu benin yikariv b'tisvav, otherwise yikariv b'yadalit. Now, most of the cities in their time, how would anyone know if it's mukav chaim mimaisi shu benin or not? So most of the cities, what were they doing? They were telling most of the cities to lane both. All the cities throughout Paris and Vaday. What were they supposed to do when they get this? When they get this thing that the Arim are present, lame biyadalan and mekafin lame b'tesvav, and they know it's mekafin meisah shuv benun. How do I know if the city is mekafin meisah shuv benun? It must be that any city that was unknown at that time, it's like they said yadalan. The cities that they said tesvav means the cities that are known at that time to be mukav chaim meisah shuv benun. So besides Eretz Yisrael, no one's keeping track. In Eretz Yisrael, they kept track, because they have a din of Eir Mukav Chayma. They have a din of Bata Eir Chayma, and a dinim that are Negev. So in Mamel in Eretz Yisrael, they kept track. So the cities in Eretz Yisrael, the Derech Klal, the ones that were Mukav Chayma, Eretz Yishu Benun, they would know about it at that time. But the cities in Chutz Laretz, for the most part, if you happen to know this city, an ancient city that was Mukav Chayma for thousands of years, so good, that city will tackle it as well, like the Rishayin's Maskana, that even the Chutz Laretz is that way. But if you're going to say that stamp cities without information, you have to lane both, that can't fed into the Takana. That's the Rajma Svar, the Dvar agrees to that Svar. But the Rishayin say a third thing, and this is Taka Machlaikis Rishayin. And the Ramban says that even when you have a Suffolk, Me'ikir Adin, even when it's a real Suffolk, you have no Rav, you have the Emes of Suffolk, you have no Svar at the Pater, but Suffolk there on the Kula. Why would you have to lane 14th and 15th, Safed Raman and Lekula. And that really is a good Svarat time in Zeraban to pater both of them. Since Safed Raman and Lekula, so when it comes Yudal, do I have to lay? No. It's a Safik, Safed Raman and Lekula. Comes Tezvav, do I have to lay? No. Safik, Safed Raman and Lekula. But you can't do that, because then you're not doing the mitzvah at all. Then you're matam the mitzvah's Megillah, but Tari Zvadai. So maybe you gotta lay at least once. So which one do you lay? And you lay the first one. First one you lane, and then now the second one is a parsha to suffer the man of the kula and your potter. So why taka did they lane in Tveri and in Hutzel the 14th and 15th? So like the Ramban, it's a midas chasidus. But the shaila, should we also do this midas chasidus? Today you have to swear, then they had an emes suffic, and here we just have no information, there's no reason to do a midas chasidus. But that's what the Rishayim say. The Ramban says, and all the Rishayim bring it down, that the etzim ikir adin, even if you have a suffic ashakal, on the city, if it's Mukav Chaim Meis Yeshua Benun, Ne'ikr Adin, you're not Mechayiv to lane both days. You wouldn't even Mechayiv to lane either day. But you can't be Mevatel Mitzvah Mekal V'Kal. So Memela, you lane one day, and the other day you pat to be Safik Safik Darbanu L'Kula. Now the Rambam, in Hilchos Megillah Perek Alf Lachi and Alf, says like this, Irshu Safik V'ein Yadu Mekavis Mechayim Yeshua Benun Achakein Hukva, Kari B'Shnei Yom M'Shein Yadav V'Desuav U'Bedlai Lehem. If you have a suffix, if it was Mukav Yemaisi Shuvanun, or the Hekath came afterwards, sounds a little bit from the Rambam that we're talking about a year that has a wall, we just don't know when the wall came from. And then, you read it both days. Now we'll get to that. That they make the bracha, you make the bracha on Yadal Bavad, because that's his man Kriya L'Reva Oil. But the Rambam is mashma, that it's Mekir Adin. That's Karim Mishnei Yamim. The Rambam is mashma, it's Mekir Adin. And the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, they also bring the Lashon and the Rambam, you're kairin on both days, it's Mikir Adin. Why does the Rambam hold you don't say Savit the Manal Kula? So the Prima Gadim, in Simon Tafresh Meches, and Eish Lavram, Sifkat and Dalin, says two possible reasons why the Rambam doesn't hold the Savit the Manal Kula. First is, and we'll speak about this in the Hemshech of the Shir, the Rambam holds like this, Hayais Savid Derman Lekula can't pater both. So you can't arbitrarily just pick one and say, all right, I'll name this one, and the other one will be Savid Derman Lekula. Haimin El Mafkis. What gives you the right to pick one and say that, Mechadeis this one, Mechadeis that one? Since you can't say that I don't lean on either one, because then you're Mavatel Mitzvah Materis Vadek, that goofa tells you have to lean by both. That's one possible pshat in the Rambam. Second pshat in the Rambam, he says, is that by mitzvah shadivik kabbalah, you don't say safek l'kulam, that'll be a shayal nirishayinim. That maybe the rishayinim would say safek l'man l'kulam, they've not even read zayis with the clerk at, even though it's shadivik kabbalah, you still say safek l'kulam. Maybe the Rambam knows that in the midst of divik kabbalah, you don't say safek l'man l'kulam. So in the Madura Shapsi Franklin Meftach, a whole long list of Mary Mekaymus, why you don't say safek l'man l'kulam according to the Rambam. But these are the two reasons the Prima Gadim gives. One reason is, because you can't say Savin Lekula to pater both of them, and you can't also arbitrarily pick one, and then they have to do both. And the second reason is, because this is Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Torah, and you don't say Savin Derbanan Lekula. Now the Rambam says, V'einu Mevarech Ela Ba'arva Asa Shuzman Kriya L'Rei Va'ela. But why do you make a bracha in a Ba'asa? L'chari it's a Safik. If it's Safik, how do you make a bracha? Safik bracha is local. You can't make a bracha in a Safik. What does it help this man kriya l'rei va'ilam? If you're going to say that this man kriya l'rei va'ilam tells you that you're mechuyev on your dalit, then you should be pater in tesvav if you're going basarayv. And if you're telling me you're still chayim in tesvav, I says you're not going basarayv. You're going basarayv, so now we're pater tesvav. Elamai, you're not going basarayv. So why do you make a brach at all? The Torah actually brings his brother Rabbeinu Yechiel that says that since it's a suffix, so you attack it lame by both of them, b'lei bracha, because why should you be machnis yourself to a suffix bracha? The bracha is not ma'akev. As I bring the Torah from his brother Ben Yechiel Ben Arash. But the Rambam holds not the way. The Rambam holds that you make a bracha biyadal. What's the pshat? The Ramban writes, also he starts off saying that by a suffix you don't make a bracha on either of them. Yehim avarcha mele suffix. But he says that maybe we'll say that you go basarayv. I guess it's talking about a case where you don't have an emes of suffix just been negated city. Stop. You go, so you go basarayv. And then why would you read b'tezvav? Let's mean it's chesidus. The Dvorza says this. If you hold that way, if you hold Mi'ikra Din, you don't have to read both days. Mi'ikra Din, you say Savad Man L'Kula. You only have to read one day because you can't be Eik in the Mitzvah of Teres Vadeh. So then it makes sense to make a bracha, passively. In fact, if you say Mi'ikra Din, you go Basarayv, then it doesn't make sense to make a bracha. But the Rambam is Mashma, like we said, that you lay in your down to Zvam Mi'ikra Din. So there's the Kriya Vezio Mi'iknes, you're not going Basarayv. So what does he mean? That ain't a varach ela biyadalat shuzman kriya l'rei va'ilam. What's up the kriya l'rei va'ilam? It's right there, Safik. So the Bi'ar Grah says that the reason is because the Yishalmi says that even the Bnei Kracha mayetzim b'di'evah biyadalam, which is zman kriya l'kayla. So he shells it too. Let's say you have something which is a Safik if it's a Eitzer Adama. So you make Adama. Why? Even though it might be a Eitz, but even if it's a Eitz, b'di'evah yetzim with Adama. So you make Adama. So here also, you have a Safik if you're laying yadalam this vav, but either way, yetzim yadalam. So merely make a bracha on yadal, because that's when the yaitzib in the yavet. And the chayr, it's very shver. If you taka yaitzib yadal, so why do you lay tezvav? Al karach, you're not yaitzib yadal. If you be yaitzib yadal, so why would you lay tezvav? If even on the side it's a crafty yaitzib yadal, so I lay yadal, so I wouldn't have to lay tezvav. As the effect of Shach and the Rambam there. So I was thinking of art, but I don't think it stems with the gain. But we'll say a similar art, which can stem with the gain. That the pshat is, that be'etzim we have a din that b'shas ha'tchak you can lay in earlier. We spoke about this in that Be'ezim and Aleph, that you see the other zmanim hai be'tiknu chachamim, and according to some Yishayim, they bring the Yishalmi that says the kol ha'chaydish kash l'kriyas megillah. That let's say someone's not going to have a megillah on your dalet. So you can lay in earlier, you can lay in Aleph, Be'ezim Gimel, you can lay in kol ha'chaydish possibly. And that kriya could be with the bracha. But the Yishayim say clearly that if you lay early, and now it comes your dalet, you're laying again, and the Yishayim say clearly, Paisim say clearly, it's with the bracha. Ayu yaitza earlier. So I thought, maybe there's two dinim. I spoke a little bit about this earlier. Maybe there's two dinim. There's a din that every yid has to read Megillah every year. That you have a kiyum of that din, even if it's not yadal. You have a kiyum, yadal, if you're basing, you gimel, zman, if haivit tiknu chachamim, just like the Bnei Kfarim get early, so who would din, if you're not going to have a Megillah, on yadal, you can lay in yadal, if you're basing, you gimel. And some Rishayim bring the Yishalmi, call a Chaydish Karsh L'Kriyas Megillah. So how come you have to lane again if you happen to get the Megillah on your Dalit, and you lane again with the Bracha State? The Teretz is a new Mechayev. Your Dalit's a Mechayev. Your Dalit's a Mechayev. There's a Chiyev to lane every year. And that could be niskayin even if you don't land on your dalet b'shas etchak. But when it comes to your dalet, you can have a chiyuv of your dalet. Mitzad the zman of your dalet is mechayiv. So maybe that's the pshat. Just like if you land in aleph, you base in the gimel. You can land with the bracha. L'maisa we hold, you don't land with the bracha because some rishayim hold that they'll mevatel that takana. But when it comes to a ben krach landing on your dalet, so you're mechayim of mitzvahs, you have a kiyum of mitzvahs, kriyas megillah, from the kriya of your dalet, even if the mechayiv, even if tezvav is going to be mechayiv and tolein. But if I'm not going to have a megillah and tezvav, I'm going to be yitz, I'm going to have a pesakim now on your dalet. So I have to lane on tezvav misafik, that's the Rambam's din, they don't say safik demana lekulu because tezvav is mechayiv. But I can make a bracha on your dalet, because I'll kopanim, that much I'm going to get, I'm going to have a pesakim. Even if the day is tezvav, I'm going to have a kiyum on your dalet. I think that's a geshmak of shat, and that's what the Rambam means, that you make a bracha on your dalet, because that's the kriya l'reiva olam, because maybe if I can't, maybe I should make a bracha on tezvav, because even if I'm a ben ir, I could be eitz on tezvav, the key, I could have a key in the kriya smikilah on tezvav also. So I should make a bracha mitzad that. The teretz is good, but I make the bracha at the time of the kriya l'reiva olam. But that can't be pshat in the Goyen, because then I don't think there's a chilek yedalin and tesvav in the gay of that. The Goyen is learning clearly, it's not else the Mishalmi. The Mishalmi says clearly, yedalin is Zman l'koil. Tesvav is not Zman l'koil. And that's takat of pshat in the Ram, yedalin is Zman l'reiv ha'olam, and that makes it Zman l'koil. So what's the pshat? If the evidence is Zman l'koil yedalin, so why do you lane again tesvav? So I saw in the Kunches Chanuk and Megillah from Chaim Aaron Turchin, it's Simin Chafei Ois Chavav, that he says like this. He says, Be'etzim, everybody has a Chiyuv of Yedalit. The Bnei Krochim have a new Chiyuv of Tezvav. The Gemara and Ahavimina, that they shall lane both Yedalit and Tezvav. But the Pasuk says not the way. So what's the Pshan in the Pasuk? That when they lane Tezvav, they're also Mekayim the Chiyuv of Yedalit. But the Bnei Ir have one Chiyuv, Yedal. They have no Chiyuv Tezvav. The Bnei Krach have a chiyuv tezvav, but they also have a chiyuv yedalin. The yaitse, they chiyuv yedalin with the kriya and tezvav also. Because, you know, the prazim, the non-shushan people, they fought on your gimel, the rest on your dal, they have a chiyuv yedalin. The shushan people fought on your gimel also. So they also have a chiyuv yedalin inside that. But they also fought on your dal, so they have a chiyuv and tezvav. And all the makafim are kashushan. So Mamela, even though when you're Mekayim the Chiyuv of your Dalet, you still have to Mekayim the Chiyuv of Tezvav. So that's why, practically speaking, when the Ben Krach lanes on your Dalet, he has to lane on Tezvav anyway. I hakol yaitzim of your Dalet. That means the yaitzim the Chiyuv of your Dalet on your Dalet. But he also has a Chiyuv of Tezvav. And that is Nayetz on your Dalet. But since the Maisi is yaitzim the Chiyuv of your Dalet on your Dalet, he can make a bracha. But he can't make a bracha on Tezvav, because he might not be a ben Tezvav. That's a pshat in the Goyen. Rav Shach Kamatz is the same svara, but he doesn't hold that pshat in the Goyen. He brings the Goyen and he asks the kasha, like we said, the yaitz and yadal, why laning Tezvav? But in his own pshat in the Rambam that he wrote before that, he might just come out the same pshat. And the pshat is two dinim, is two chiyuvim, is a chiyuv yadal which everyone has, and a chiyuv Tezvav which only the ben krachim have. But the Ben Kracha yaitzeh that chiyuv yedalin with the kriya of tezvav. But if they only have a kriya of yedalin, I'll kaponim the yaitzeh the chiyuv of yedalin, and then you can make a bracha on yedalin even on the tzad that you're a krach. That's a pshat in the Goyen. Well, the gavshat. And now I want to discuss the ikas svar of the Rishenim, that the Ran says, Rishenim will say, the Ramban, that the cities in a mesupik be'etzim yitzeh savad one al kula, and we part them by both of them, but that would be a bitul vaday from mitzvahs megillah. And merely read Berishan and Yapata B'Shein. And that they read in Tanei and Nutzel by both is a Midas Kasidus. So the Mishnah Melech on the Rambam has a steer in the Ran. The Ran here says this Svara. But the Gemara Mesech Tisachim Afkov Chesim and Aleph says, it was a Machlekes, if the first two Kaisis of the Dalek Kaisis need a Seba, because then you bring Isaac and Geula, and afterwards it's made the Hava Hava, or Fakat. The last two Kaisis need Haseba, because then you're ready Nigel. But the other ones, you still have the pari. That was the Gemara's tutsdada. And the Gemara says, Hashi did ma'achi v'ma'achi kula tzricha seba. So male, they only need a seba. So in fact, Iran, normally we say savat manu l'kula. So the first teretz he brings from the Rishenim is came in the la milsa the tzrichi, avdin l'rafcha the milsa. So Rishenim a mashma, that when you have two things, a savat manu, which one you have to do, really you don't have to do either of them. But since it's not a big tercha, so mail the Rav for them, we'll see you do all of that. But the Ran says on that, V'li nira, nal karach boi lemeva to seba b'kulu. You have to make a seba by all of them, why? V'in ezel l'kula, if you're going to say something to kula, amai nekel b'ani tfei ma'ani. Why should we make it with these more than these? V'in ekel b'tavayim. And if you make it by both of them, so me'akav it's a seba l'gamri. That's what the Ran says. So the Ran holds it as svara, that you have a suffix, whether you do a seba by the first ones or seba by the last ones. You can't say do a seba by neither, it's going to be ekav it's seba l'gamri. And you can't say do a seba by one of them, because my nekel b'ani tfei ma'ani, my only this from this. Azayzak the Ran. So in fact, the Mishnah Melech, it's a stira. The Ran and Megillah says you have a suffix whether you do the Megillah Yadalim and Tzvav. So really you don't have to do either. But that would be a problem. You're going to knock out the mitzvahs of Megillah B'teres Vadei. So Melech, do the first one. And once you do the first one, the second one, you have a suffix of the Melechula. So say the same thing about the Dal Lekaisis. The mace of the first one, and the second one says, Avad Manu Lekula. But he says, you don't say that because my chazis. So here, what's the same my chazis? What's the chilik? By Megillah, you have a suffix of it's Yadalim and Tzvav. So there he says, really, she part of both of them, but it can't be part of both of them because the Minek and the Mitzvah is Megillah. So Mela, you do the first one, and then the second one will be Savit Aban al-Kula. And by Dal HaKaisis, he says, I can't do neither of them because the Minek and Mitzvah is able to Gami, and I can't just do one because I might make a Bani Tfei Mahani. It doesn't say do the first one, and the second will be Savit Aban al-Kula. As I affect the Mishnah Lamelech is there. So the Mishnah Lamelech's parents is, that really, you could say, just do the first one and be part of the second one. But when he says, me'ekar esayba l'gamri, he means that if the pshat is it's a suffering on the ikka takana period, for the entire world, for the entire takana period, then you have to do everything that takana might be mechayev, because you don't want to be ikka any part of the takana mikro v'ko. So let's say that the takana was to be nasif on the last two cases, and no one will ever be nasif the last two cases, that's a problem. So mainly you do both. Masha'en Kane, by Megillah, basically, all the Ayarim and Haprazi will lay on Yadalan, all the Mukaf lay on Tezvav, the few cities that are Safik, so they'll lay just Yadalan, that won't be in the Kiryat the Kanas Achamim. That's the Mishnah Lamelech's Teretz, and that's so Mashmah that way in the Ran. So that's the Mishnah Lamelech's Kasha that we're going to Shtelzach. Why by Dal HaKaisis do we say that you can't be Mekel, Mehani, Tfei, Mehani, so you have to all of them? And why by Megillah say we can do the first one and the second one be Safik, the Manu Lakula? So the Eindik Bracha, in the Kriyas Megillah is down, that's who it is. He says as Asfar. He says, down with Kaisis, each Kaisis is a separate Mechayiv. There's one question, are you Mechayiv do a Seba on the first two Kaisis? There's another question, does the second two Kaisis need a Seba? Now, granted, the Halacha is that only one of them need a Seba, it's a Mechayiv, which one? But it's not one Mitzvah a Seba, which is the Skyim either with the first Kaisis or the second Kaisis. There's a shayla if the first kaisis need a seba. Mitzad the first kaisis. There's another shayla if the second kaisis need a seba. And those two shaylas happen to be totally habaha. So then we say like this. The stam says safa de banal kula on each shayla. So we'll end up, you being vadai, being eiker mitzvah, which you being eiker of vadai mitzvah. And to arbitrarily pick one, that you can't do. So you have to imachem by order. But the part is two possible mitzvahs. It's possible, the first one's possible is a mitzvah seba. The second one is possible is another mitzvah seba. Granted, we know that it's not both of them. We know it's either this or that. So that's why we can't say on any suffix, safik the banal lekula, because it will come out of steer to the other suffix. So me'elu mach by both, and you can't arbitrarily pick one, even the first ones. Mashenke, my Megillah, it's one mitzvah. And the question is, how to be Mekayim this mitzvah? Are you Mekayim this mitzvah by laying on Yadalot, or Mekayim the mitzvah by laying on Tzvah? But it's one mitzvah. So I'm going to have to lay on Yadalot, because I can't pat it by both of them. But once I lay on Yadalot, this one mitzvah I might have been Mekayim. So do I have to lay on Tzvah? No, suffered the one of the Kula. By the Kaisais, I never was Mekayim the mitzvah of these Kaisais. Stam have a suffix. So you want to say suffered the one of the Kula, but the suffered the one of the Kula of these Kaisais is going to be steered to the seven of kula of those cases, because they're not both the kula. And stop to pick, I'll say, okay, this one's the kula, this one's the chumra. I can't pick and choose. So then I have to make them both the chumra. Now Shane came here by laying it down and mekayim the mitzvah. So it can't be mekayim me at this vav. I might have been mekayim the mitzvah already. A suffix, if I was mekayim the mitzvah derabanan, I'm not mekayim to do. By the Dalek crisis, it's not pshat I have a suffix if I was Mekayim the mitzvah Dalek crisis. On the tzad that I'm Mechayiv on the last ones, I said, I wasn't Mekayim it. The suffix is if I'm Mechayiv. have two separate mitzvahs. I have a safek and a mechuyev in this mitzvah, another safek and a mechuyev in that mitzvah. Those two sveikas are totally behadei hadadi. I can't be makel by both of them because that's a stira. So I have to be machmir. But here it's a safek on this key mitzvah. Once I was mekayim the mitzvah misafek, I'm not mechuyev to be mekayim it anymore. Safek davan lekula. That's how they make bracha. The stipler and the stipler's in brachas siman aleph. He's Matarit's Mamish, come out the opposite of the Emek Bracha. He says like this, when you have two Safik Darabanans that are Tali HaBaha, that's like Shnei Shvilim. By Shnei Shvilim we say like this, you have two Shvilim, one of them is Tamei, one is Tar. If you have two separate Shailas, one on this Shvilim, one on this Shvilim, each Shaila the Psak is at its Tar. I, it's a Stira, that's two separate Shailas. If I have one Shaila, the two people who walked on each Shvil coming with Masachas, so then I have to paskin together, I have to paskin both tummy. But if the kum is achazet, two separate shailas, they're both dark. So the kaisis, he says, it's one shaila that came all together. Why? Because the kaim zalel seder, it's now chalami the chiv to do all the mitzvahs alayla b'masachas. He's not looking at it that when I drink the first kaisis, then I have a chiv for the first kaisis, and when I drink the second kaisis, then I have a chiv for. No. Since it's lel seder, I have to down on the mitzvahs alayla seder all b'masachas. So since I'm dining a lemma vasachas, and it's a stira, it's after the machmir. It's like baba vasachas. Have all the safik derabanans together. I can't paskin safik derabanan lakula for this and for that. It's a stira. So I have to paskin the safik b'chumra. Vashen can hear, yudalat is one of two separate shalas. Comes yudalat, I only have a shalat and yudalat. What's the answer to the shalat and yudalat? Mutter, safik derabanan lakula. I ain't gonna have a shalat and yudalat. I'm not interested in my shalom tizvav now. It's not my shalom now. That's tomorrow. Tomorrow I have a shalom tizvav. Zavad v'ad l'kula. I had to steer it, but since the two shalos didn't come together, it's not a problem of a steer. That's the din of shnei shvilim. When the two shalos come together, then you have to paskin both of them together. You can't paskin both of them l'kula. But when they come separately, I can paskin l'kula. So dalek kaisis is all in one night. It's one mechayiv. So they're all coming together. So I have to paskin l'chumra. Megillah is coming two separate days. Here I could say Lekula, here I could say Lekula. Now the Kilas Yaakov is bothered. You see, the Nevshach also commences the same teretz in Avi Ezri in his first teretz. Now the Kilas Yaakov is bothered with Fizeh, so why Taka do I have to read by one of them? If I'm saying a Vart that by Shnei Shvilin, I don't reckon with the theory, each one I could say is Lekula, so why don't I have to read by one of them? So he says, well, maybe the Pshat is by a mitzvah, since the Chazal Mechayev, the mitzvah, they didn't want you, even when they don't come together, to be daich in the mitzvah legami. The emes is the Ritva is mamish mashman that way. The Ritva says, this is his lashon, Elo midina misveka lesson la mikri klal. The sveka der abanan hi. Midina, from hilchis svekis, you don't have to read it all. Because sveka der abanan hi. Elo mishundalei lehme delai vishol ninu, v'gam mishum mispishume nisa, the Dvar's like the stipler. The etzim is sad. The gidri is sacred. They're one of the cooler path to both of them. The only reason why Mechayev he says is the lame of the live is shol ninu is coming from the Gemara that maybe Mekav and Klav Apalay of live is shol ninu and the Sumenisa. So it's an ayin Mechayev, an ayin din that we don't want people not to lay Megillah altogether. But the etzim it's sad. Dine savad the one of the cooler since they're coming on two different days. Like the disciple says, the Melech said, each one suffered the run of the kula, even though they're a stira. Mashen came by the Dalai Kaisis, which are near all the same day. So again, we have the teretz of the Emek Bracha that says when it's two separate mitzvahs, they grant to come together, so then the halacha is that it's a stira and suffered the run of the kula, you have to machem by both. But if it's the same mitzvah, and it's a shayla if you mekayim the mitzvah, so as soon as you mekayim the mitzvah misafik, you have a safik ki mitzvah, then you could say suffered the run of the kula. And we have the stipler's right and the Nefshach's first teretz, that when the Shaila comes together, like Dalai Kais is all coming on the same night, so then the halacha is, you can't be mekel by both, you have to be machmir by both. When the Shailas come separately, you could be mekel by both. So why takad, can't you stop be mekel by both? The Ritva says, the lame of the life is shown in the way of Mishum Prasim and Isa. But Nefshach says another teretz to the Ran, based on the story we were saying before. The reason why you're laying your Dalin is, that even the Tezvav people have a chiyuv in Yudalad. That's the story we said before. That everybody's mechuyuv in Yudalad. The Bnei Mekafim have a chiyuv naisiv to lein on Tezvav. And if they're mekayim the chiyuv Tezvav, they yaisiv the chiyuv Yudalad as well. So then by a suffix, if it's Yudalim and Tzvav, you can't say the potter on both. Because Be'etzin, there is a chi of Yudalit, which they can be Mekayim on Yudalit. So Yudalit, they're going to have to learn either way. If they're B'nai Yudalit, of Adil Lein Yudalit, even if they're B'nai Tezvav, there is a chi on Yudalit. So now they have to learn Yudalit either way. And once they learn Yudalit, so Mekayim the Ikah Chiv, the Chiv Naisav Tezvav, we say Safed Amanu Lekula. So we said that in the Rambam to explain why you make a bracha, because the Rambam doesn't know the Safed Amanu Lekula. Now we're saying it in the Ran, why bechlal you do the kriya dafka on yudalit? You don't say you do both because you can't pick and choose. You could pick and choose because yudalit anyway you mechayiv. Anyway, kol yetsim kriyas yudalit. You anyway have a kiyum of the chiyav yudalit either way on yudalit. Thing is, if you know you're tezvav, then all you have to do is tezvav. But you don't know that you're tezvav. But you can't panty yourself from yudalit because maybe I'm a tezvav. Even tezvav is a chiyav yudalit. He'll just be yetsim with tezvav. So your dalit, you're going to have to lane, and then you're off the lane of Tezvav, because Tzavid Devan on the Kula. By dalit cases, there is no kiyum bechlal by the save of the first cases. See, it's not a suffix. Nase of the first cases, nase of the second cases. You can't say Tzavid Devan on the Kula to path to both, so then you mechayev all of them. But here, I have a kiyum on your dalit either way. Because I call kiyum be your dalit. Everyone has the chiyum of your dalit. If I know him, the Tezvav, I'm mechayev my chiyum of dalit with Tezvav. But since I don't know, so mimanu shech I shalayim be yudalit. If I'm a yudalit, I shalayim yudalit. Tezvav also I'm going to be mekayim a yudalit dekachiv on yudalit, and then Tezvav will be suffered the man on lekula. So I think the Biagro is saying this because the Biagro explains around like this: kevin she yudalit yaseh b'di'evin, or kamar shechasvil shezel tamer shel rabbis lo yivarechel yudalit she's makriel the rayva olam. V'shemel acherich v'chinam b'zeh. That's what the Gaon says. So like we said, it doesn't really mean b'di'evin. Because then why, according to the Rambam, when you have to learn Tezvav? We teach them, Yetzir B'di'evit means is the kiyum of the Chiyuv Yudalit B'di'evit. But the Rambam says that Memela means you're going to have to learn, you're not picking and choosing, you're going to have to learn Yudalit either way, and once you have to learn Yudalit either way, so that's going to pat you from the Kriyas as well, Masavad Debana Lekula. But the Rambam holds, it's got an optur. Why? Maybe because Divrei Kabbalah, it's a Safek Divrei Kabbalah, and that's why you say Sveika L'chumrah.